The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the August issue of Scout Life. And we're going to begin with Hitching Rack. We still have a few items from Pedro. That's on page 2. Dear Pedro, what sports do you play? I play basketball, baseball, and soccer, but my favorite sport is hockey. Do you like hockey? Your friend, Calvin J. from Redding, California.
Well, Calvin, the boss says I participate in horse hockey every month, but I've never even laced up four skates. I think the ever-present foul fragrance has made him a little loopy.
Dear one and only Mel Burrow, why won't the boss show his face? Tell him you would make a much better boss than he, and to step down from his position or you won't answer any mail. After all, you are the one and only Mel Burrow. That's from Gotham P. in Marietta, Georgia.
Hey, boss, and Bella, I'm just going to leave Gotham's letter right here while I skate off to the corral for a little facial forecare for my matchless mug. And I'll change my sweater. Hint, hint. Catch you next month.
Now we're going to turn over to pages 16 through 19. Remember Off the Hook? We're going to do part 2. And as we look over in page 16, we see our character in bed dreaming. Does he tell what happened to the fish? Or he finds another one. He looks happy. The conclusion to the exclusive summer camp story by the author of Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Luckily, Jaden and Ferran weren't the only people Big Quinn suspected of stealing his fish. He thought someone from the other patrol must be pranking him, giving some payback for their sleeping bags getting strung up in a tree the night before. Once or twice, Jaden thought about coming clean, getting this over with, but he kept hearing his cousin's words in his head. In the real world, you gotta look out for yourself. That night, Jaden Patrol ate pork and beans along with everyone else, and Jaden couldn't bring himself to lift his head and look Big Quinn in the eyes. That night it rained. Jaden was happy for it, because the big wet splats of rain on the tent drowned out Farron's snoring. But the rain kept Jaden awake, and just now, he didn't want to be alone with his thoughts. Jaden tried to make himself feel better about what he'd done. It was an accident, right? And there were plenty of fish in that lake. With a little luck, Big Quinn could hook another prize-winning trout. Jaden drifted off to sleep with the image of Big Quinn holding a fish aloft, grinning. And when he woke up, he was soaking wet. At first, Jaden thought his sleeping bag was soaked with sweat. When he opened his eyes, he discovered that the tent was filling up with water. So the whole camp was filled with shouting from scouts and leaders. Rainwater was pouring down the hill into the lake. Everything that wasn't nailed down was getting swept away in the downpour, including some plastic utensils someone had dropped on the ground. Jane's eyes went to the area under his patrol's picnic table, expecting to see a white fillet of fish washed clean by the rain. But it was gone, carried away in the flood. That was the moment Jamin knew Big Quinn would never know what he did. He was off the hook. It rained for 2 straight days, but after that the sun came out just in time for the last full day of camp. The guys made the most of it, doing their favorite activities and wrapping up final requirements for merit badges. Everyone seemed to be in a good mood, even Big Quinn. So why did Jaden feel like he still had a rain cloud hovering over him? That night, there was a ceremony to celebrate the scouts' accomplishments throughout the week. Merit badges were handed out in handfuls. Jaden earned his cooking and swimming patches. Sure, he had a long way to go before he earned his wilderness survival merit badge like Big Quinn, but still, he was on the right path. Or was he? As the accolades were handed out to other kids that night, something was gnawing at him, and he knew that if he left camp tomorrow, that gnawing feeling was only going to grow stronger. After the scoutmaster gave a final speech and the assistant scoutmaster told everyone the steps they need to take to clean up camp in the morning, Jaden got the courage to speak up. Excuse me, he said, his mouth dry. I've got something to say. Everyone turned to look at Jaden, including Big Quinn. Jaden kept his eyes fixed on the ground. There was no turning back now. It was me, he said. All eyes were on him in the glow of the campfire. The fish, he stammered. I dropped it. Everyone in camp gasped. Jaden kept going. It was an accident, but I covered it up. He didn't get any further because suddenly there was a big, meaty hand on his shoulder. It was Big Quinn. Jaden looked up, barely mustering the courage to look Quinn in the eye. Accidents happen, little man, he said. It takes guts to step up and tell the truth. Most people never do. For a moment, there was silence. Jaden lowered his head in shame. Big Quinn put his hand on Jaden's shoulders and looked him in the eyes. But you owe me a fillet of fish when we get back home. Got it? Quinn smiled from ear to ear and then let out a big laugh. And there was nothing for everyone else to do but laugh right along with him. So, do you feel different? Asked Jaden's dad as the car pulled away from camp down the dusty road. I don't know, I guess, he said. But he knew the answer. Yeah, he did. He was. Moving on to pages 20 through 23, let's look at the rainforest. Malaysia's Bukit Nanas Forest Reserve is the smallest rainforest in the world. Rainforests are found on every continent except Antarctica. Flip the page to find out more facts about the rainforest. Here it shows pictures of the rainforest here in Malaysia. The rainforest, the largest tropical rainforest, is the Amazon, which is in South America. Rainforests make up less than 2% of Earth's total surface. Here it shows a picture on page 22 at the top right, South America rainforest. Question, what do you call a grizzly bear in a phone booth? A. Answer, stuck. Alaska's Tongass National Forest is the largest unharmed temperate rainforest in the world. Tropical and temperate are the two types of rainforest. Tropical rainforests are found in warm places. Temperate rainforests are in cooler coastal areas. Solve the math maze. World Rainforest Day is June 22nd. The temperate forest is made up of three layers, the upper canopy, understory, and forest floor. The upper canopy, the tropical forest, has the same three layers along with the fourth layer at the top called the emergent layer. Most of the rainforest animals live in the canopy layer. And here it shows pictures of the upper canopy, understory, and the forest floor. Next month, let's look at vegetables. Now for some comics. Lion Pride, Spot the Spot. Hey, Scouts, let's find the perfect spot for our tent. Well, A, should we place our tents under dead branches and on top of tree roots and rocks? B, should we place our tents near the home of an animal like this, a pit of snakes? Or C, should we place our tents near the clear area with no branches, roots, rocks, or wild animals? Which spot would you choose? The best camping spot is a hotel. I got you. How about Tiger's Adventures? Hey, Tiger, I have all the pieces cut out for our birdhouse. Awesome, Dad. Let's put it together. Hold on there. Aren't you forgetting something? And Tiger's thinking. Question? Daddy? Oh, yeah. So they have the light, and they're building. They're building. They're building. Bang, bang, bang. Screw, screw. Blop, 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 blop. Nice work, son. Let's hang it up. It's a birdhouse. Not yet, Dad. Aren't you forgetting something? We still have to make the furniture. Wolfgang, homeroom hero. Man, I wish I were a big-time superhero. Then I could explore buried ruins and uncover mysteries, or prevent dangerous events. Maybe even turn the tide of a natural disaster. Well, Parker, you can do all three right here from home. How, Mom? By cleaning your room. And it is a mess. The Bear Bunch. Hey, Ivy, I wonder what's in that cave. Should we explore? And from the middle of the cave, they hear, "Roar!" Is that an angry dragon? Or a grumpy ogre? Eek, here it comes. "Roar!" And it's a little cat. Surprise. Weeblo's Woody. What a super day to spend at the beach. The sun, the water. Tweet, tweet, the little birdie says. The sand, as she shakes the sand all over his friends. Come on, Woody. And how about some info from Dink, Duff, and Desi? Hey, you forgot to clean your room. A giant dust bunny monster. What do we do? Something I should have done before. Vroom. Vroom goes the vacuum. We learned a valuable lesson. Yes, never put off until tomorrow what you can vacuum today. Hey, let me out, says the dust bunny monster. Clean. A scout keeps their body and mind fit and clean. Goes around with those who believe in living by these same ideals and helps keep their home and community clean. And now how about the adventures of Pee Wee Harris, who this week, this month, looks at technology. Hey, Pee Wee, what kind of crazy hat is that? And Pee Wee has this helmet with all kind of little suction cups on it. And, oh, my goodness. Shh. Just a second, Sam. I might be picking up on some space chatter. Space chowder? Soup? Like soup? No, no, no. Space chatter. Like aliens talking. Oh, good. I was worried this was something silly. Far from it, Sam. I'm harnessing technology to probe deep space and its inhabitants. Pick up anything yet? So far, not much. Just some birds and you. But I'm still in the early stages of my experiments. Lots of fine-tuning still to... Hold on. I'm picking up something. Pee-wee! Gasped. They know my name. Where are all my kitchen supplies? Sounds more like your mom to me. I'll catch you later, Sam. Wow, with all those pots and amazing, he didn't pick up some space chowder. The Wacky Adventures of Pedro. So we see Pedro here casually fishing in a nice little lake. All of a sudden, comes out of the lake. What in the world? It's a tumbleweed taco. It's a little soggy, but I'll take it. And he starts eating it. Hey! Shoot. I almost had him. You've got to be patient. Next time, let him take a bite before you set the hook. Fish in the water trying to hook on little male burrow Pedro. And they almost got him. A true story of scouts in action. He saved his family from a fire. Thomas Kane, 17, awoke in his home in Scarsdale, New York, to smoke and flames filling his bedroom. Thomas yelled to alert his family. Fire, everyone! Wake up now! There's a fire! Thomas called 911 and then tried to smother the flames with a T-shirt soaked with water, but the fire spread rapidly and was soon out of control. Disregarding his own safety, Thomas ran upstairs and woke his grandparents. After gathering as many winter clothes as he could, Thomas was helping his family leave the house when he realized his grandparents were still upstairs. Thomas ran upstairs, woke his grandparents, and then guided them through the fiery, smoke-filled house to join the rest of the family outside. Thomas handed out the winter clothing to his family members to keep everyone warm until the fire department arrived. No one was harmed during their ordeal. First-class scout Thomas Kane, a member of Troop 4, chartered to a group of citizens, Bronxville, New York, received an honor medal for his actions. Scouts in action subjects come from the National BSA Court of Honor. If you know of an act of heroism that should be recognized, contact your BSA Council office or a life-saving or meritorious award application. Note, consult approved safety guidelines as actions depicted here may not precisely follow standard procedures. More Scouts in Action. More true stories of Scouts in Action. He saved a friend on the trail. Nathan Pierce, 14, was hiking with his dad and brother on the Appalachian Trail in Pennsylvania when a hiker they had met earlier called out and told them he had fallen and was badly hurt. Nate and his dad backtracked down the trail. They encountered three rattlesnakes before finding their friend with a deep puncture wound under his chin. They bandaged the injury before starting the treacherous hike to the closest town to get him more treatment. Nate and his dad met up with Nate's brother on a road near the trail. Another hiker had a car nearby and drove Nate's friend to a hospital where he was treated for his injuries and a concussion. He later recovered. Life Scout Nathan Pierce, a member of Troop 457, chartered to the Brussels American School Parent, Teacher, and Student Organization in Brussels, Belgium, received a heroism award for his actions. He helped save the victims of a crash. Nicholas Wood, 16, was driving near Lake Purdy, Alabama, when he came across an overturned SUV in a roadside ditch and pulled over to help. Nicholas used a bystander's hammer to break the SUV's rear window, freeing the trapped passengers. Two off-duty firefighters then helped Nicholas move them safely away from the vehicle. One vehicle victim had suffered a major laceration on his head. Nicholas applied pressure to control the bleeding until first responders arrived. Life Scout Nicholas John Wood, a member of Troop 76, chartered to Grace, a United Methodist congregation in Birmingham, Alabama, received a heroism award for his actions. Fitness First, Trail Mix. Trail Mix doesn't have to be boring. Mix and match ingredients to create your own perfect trail snack. Nuts, loaded with protein and fiber. Nuts also pack plenty of vitamins and minerals. Examples, pistachios, almonds, cashews, walnuts, peanuts, and pecans. Seeds. Seeds pack a wallop of nutritional benefits. Plus, they're a great alternative for those with nut allergies. Examples, sunflower, sesame, flax, pumpkin, and hemp. Dried fruit. In moderation, these sugary treats can be a great source of fiber, calcium, and vitamins. Examples, blueberries, apricots, cranberries, raisins, banana chips, coconut, and cherries. Grains. These crunchy carbohydrates boost energy levels and leave you feeling full. Examples, granola, popcorn, pretzels, Chex, and Cheerios. Sweets. Add your favorite sweet treat to round out the mix. Just be sure to use sparingly. Examples, M&Ms, peanut butter chips, chocolate chips, and marshmallows. Religious emblems. Polish National Catholic Church. Polish National Catholic Scouts can learn more about their faith by earning the following. Love of God. The Love of God, Miłość Boga, is for Cub Scouts. This program helps Polish National Catholic Cub Scouts gain knowledge about their faith and requires parental involvement. Studying for this emblem includes regular attendance at Mass and Holy Obligation Days, religious instruction, talking with parents about how God shows love and support for their parish and service projects. God and Country. The God and Country Bogwan Dzana emblem is for older Scouts, PSA members, and venturers. This program focuses on Christian spirit and faith, fellowship, church participation, Polish National Catholic Church history, Christianity in action, and service projects. Float or sink? Watch Tennessee Scouts race their homemade rafts down the Hiwassee River. Scout Summer 2021. We want folders of your favorite summer moments. Share them with us using Scout Summer 21 or by uploading them to goscoutlife.org/scoutsummer2021. These dragonflies, visit go.scoutlife.org/dragonfly to see amazing video of dragonflies in flight. Captions that made us. You had to rile up these bees again, didn't you? My features are ruffled. My feathers are ruffled. Do you see this? Ruffles, submitted by Nancy E. You heard me. I use your Charmin Ultra Soft to line my nest. Mark S. Ew! Did you have to do that in my woods? It's Craig N. Well, are you going after it or am I? That's Rusty B. 6 feet, man. Use the force, Luke. Yes, I'm a bear now, but in a few years I'll be an Eagle Scout, too. Z-Dog, I think you'll find that I'm a very good neighbor. Thin Mints, nice to meet you for dinner. SWAT 51, I may be a bear, but I have palms. Creeper, go boom. Aren't you the guy who ate Daryl the Trout? War Machine, write your caption at goscoutlife.org/funny-captions. And now how about think and grin? Christian, what is Harry Potter's favorite school subject? Haley? Defense against the dark arts. Christian, no. It's spelling. Pedro's pick. Warped Wiseman wonders. Do they allow loud laughing in Hawaii or just the loha? That's from Dennis G. in Antioch, California. Parker, what do you call a donkey with earmuffs? Connor, no clue. Parker, anything because it can't hear you. That's from Parker L. in Portland, Oregon. He has a picture here of two gentlemen. No, 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 I said brain. And he brings him a package of brand food. Nindad, where do shoes like to go during summer vacation? Dustin, where? Ninab, boot camp. That's from Ninad K. in Funwood, New Jersey. Asa, knock, knock. Cindy, who's there? Asa, Wendy. Cindy, Wendy who? Asa, Wendy, wind blows, the cradle will rock. That's from Asa L. in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Eli, what does an elephant wear to the beach? Jonah, what? Eli, swimming trunks. That's from Eli B. in Bainbridge Island, Washington. Barrett, how do you put a baby alien to sleep? Haley, I don't know how. Barrett, you rock it. That's from Barrett M. in Ackworth, Georgia. Jeremy, knock, knock. Bill, who's there? Jeremy, Luke. Bill, Luke who? Jeremy, look through the people and you will see. That's from Jeremy B. in Lynchburg, Ohio. Tom Swift, I only have vegetables, Tom said fruitlessly. And from Enzo M. in Madison, Wisconsin. Tom Swift, my power went out, Tom said darkly. That's from Alex F. in Paso Robles, California. Daffy Nishin, marshmallow, a very calm swamp. That's from Kay Ness in Rancho Santa Margarita, California. And here's a couple watching another couple at the beach. It's your first vacation in years. Relax, Henry. He's sitting there with a tie on and a business suit at the beach. Not very relaxed. So here's a, looks like a security guard talking to an alien. Sir, were you aware how fast you were going? 525 miles per hour. Oh, no. Reese, I used to not like that facial hair. Josh, what changed? Reese, it's growing on me now. That's from Reese M. in Ackworth, Georgia. Two Eskimos, one with a fish, one coming out of the little Eskimo hideout. Not frozen food again? Michael, knock, knock. Trey, who's there? Michael, yodelay. Trey, yodelay who? Michael, what are you, a yodeler? That's from Michael P. in Raleigh, North Carolina. Ain, why did Humpty Dumpty have a great fall? Tori, I have no idea. Ain, to make up for a lousy summer. AJ, why is milk so fast? Com, no idea. AJ, because it goes pasteurized in seconds. That's AJ in Ackworth, Georgia. Isaiah, I appear once in summer, twice in autumn, but never in winter. What am I? Leo, I haven't the foggiest. Isaiah, the letter U. And finally, Manan. Knock, knock. Brett, who's there? Manan, owl. Brett, owl who? Manan, I will tell you after I finish this Scout Life joke. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and pretty impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.